This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Lawmakers want to know more about the attempt to kill former President Trump. The AP's Donna Warder.
The acting director of the Secret Service will appear before senators for a grilling on lapses by law enforcement in the hours before the attempted assassination on Donald Trump. Ronald Rowe became Secret Service acting director last week after Kimberly Cheadle resigned. Cheadle was berated by both Republicans and Democrats during a House hearing in which she failed to answer specific questions about communication failures before the July 13th shooting in Pennsylvania. The FBI says Trump has agreed to be interviewed as a crime victim, and Trump says he expects that interview to happen on Thursday. Donna Warder, Washington.
Donald Trump says he will probably debate Kamala Harris, but he tells Fox News Channel he can also make a case for not doing it. The Vice President Kamala Harris rallies supporters in Atlanta today as she campaigns for the top job. Taylor Swift says she is in shock after two children were killed in England in a stabbing attack during a Taylor Swift-themed yoga and dance workshop for children. She says on Instagram that she is still taking in the horror of the event. A teenager is under arrest. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in England.
Police say detectives are not treating Monday's attack as terror-related and aren't looking for any other suspects. Local people left flowers and stuffed animals in tribute at a police cordon, and a vigil is planned for later Tuesday.
Landslides triggered by torrential rains in India have killed at least 70 people. Many others are feared trapped under the debris. They're concerned about the water quality in the Seine River in Paris, so Olympics organizers have now postponed the men's triathlon today. They hope the swimming part of the race will go on in the coming days. This is AP News. Now to earthquakes in West Texas and what the U.S. Geological Survey is saying.
There have been more than 50 earthquakes with a magnitude of 3.0 or larger in a years-long sequence that began in 2021, with the largest quake occurring last Friday, a magnitude 5.1, in the most active area in the country for quakes, potentially induced by oil and gas activities. Emergency officials in the city of Snyder say that the recent tremors have damaged homes, infrastructure, utility lines, and other property, weakening foundations and cracking walls. In Oklahoma, a large increase in quakes more than a decade ago led state regulators to place restrictions on the disposal of wastewater from oil and gas extraction. Since then, officials say the number of quakes in Oklahoma began to decline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.